So, Alex, after saying all spring he was your guy, he was your guy, what happened?
You know, we we certainly, after today's game, we sat down, we talked for quite a bit, myself, Tony LaCava, Pete Walker, and obviously John. And Ricky was better today. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And he's making strides. I mean, you could see it, whether it was his changeup was so much better. Everything was better, but he's not there yet. And ultimately, you know, the more we thought about it, could we have started with him? Sure. And ultimately, it may have come in Toronto as well because he has made strides here. But if he's not ready and he's not as sharp as he needs to be, we need more time. So, you know, we thought about where we would send him, what we would do, and we ultimately decided, you know, the other affiliates, it's cold, rainouts. Want to make sure he gets his work in. We're going to continue to work with him down here where it's warm. He can continue to get his work in and really just continue to get the direction of the plate because he's making strides. And like we told him, we just ran out of time, you know, to get him to where he needs to be. So that's ultimately what it came down to.
He felt pretty positive after today's game. Sure. How did he take the news? Obviously, he's a competitor. He didn't like this.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
I'm thinking he probably didn't like the news.
No, you know what? Ricky, if you ask him, the bar is set so high for him because he has that type of ability. So if you ask him, Ricky, are you at your best right now? Are you pitching like your best? He knows he isn't. Now, even if he's not at his best, he's still really good. But he's also working on things too. And you know, the tough part is he's working on things. And you know, like we did this a few springs ago with him, we were able to get it going in time for him to make the team right at the end. And that was the hope, again, that you know he was going to get right back at the end and we weren't going to have to look back. And ultimately, the more we talked about it, you saw a lot of good things, and he was fine, but it's not the Ricky we know he can be. So we can try to just keep going, and when you're at the big league level, it's hard to continue to work on things or take a little more time, get him back to where he can be. And, you know, from his standpoint, he understood. He's a pro. I mean, that goes without saying. So it's always a tough conversation, but he knows he's not – exactly as sharp as he needs to be, and he knows it's just going to take a little more time.
Alex, was this
your story?
Yes.
Did Hap's performance make you do this easier with Ricky?
No, and that's not taking anything away from Jay. This was about Ricky. Obviously, we've seen what he's done. You know, take it away last year, 3 years in a row, he was a horse for us, 225 innings and 2.9 ERA, and everything he's done. He's been outstanding, and it's about getting him right and getting him straight. So if we didn't know what his ceiling and what he could be, it's totally different. But it's about getting him right, and obviously, hopefully, the sooner the better for us.
How long have you been thinking about this?
You know, we haven't. We were going to, no matter what, just the entire team. You don't want, you know, it changes so – things change in spring training so fast. I find each year I'm to the point where I'm not even going to watch almost the first few weeks of spring, and you almost just have to wait to the last 10 days or so. But no, it's something that really we sat down, and even, you know, we still have some other moves to make, and you're talking about the roster all the time. But today was one of those things. It was just, okay, let's, you know, spring is done for all these starters. These guys are pretty much all pitched, you know, and what is the best thing to do? And we weren't going to make evaluations until everybody was done.
Do you make any correlation to what happened last year and what has happened to him this spring? Are these two totally separate things? Because if he was great last year, a bad spring, everyone would just overlook.
You know what? It's not results as much as we see some things he needed to change. And it's more, you know, when we talk about direction and lines to the plate, it's basically your balance going towards home plate and where your front foot lands. And it sounds easy, but it just takes time when you start to repeat it. And he's done this before. He just has a tendency to do it. So it's one thing if it's results, so you're just not getting results and so on, and you just have to continue to pitch and get out of it. We have a plan for him. We know what we need to address. It's just not coming as fast as we all want it to come, especially him, but it takes time. And again, it could be the next start, all of a sudden it comes and he's outstanding and he's sharper. It's two starts from now or three starts from now. So he definitely took a step in the right direction today. It's getting better. He just needs more time.
What do you have to do to get back? Is he your sixth starter now, or is there a spot waiting for
him? Oh, we haven't even got – it's just we have to get him back to where he was. We haven't even gotten to the – it's – again, this isn't one of those things of we need to get him right mechanically. So, again, how long that takes, I don't know. It could be very fast, could take a little longer. We're not putting a time frame on it. So, and once we get him right mechanically, I think the results are going to follow, and we're all going to know it, and we're all going to see it. So you can go out and throw shutout innings, but if you know, you could watch certain things. It could be line drives, it could be deep counts, and you know someone's not right mechanically, it won't matter what. You always talk about someone, the performance might have been better than the line, or the performance was not as good as the line. So ultimately with him, it's going to come down to how does it look? Has the stuff look? Has the command of the stuff look? And how's his balance going towards the plate?
But you can't say that as soon as he's back where you want him to be, you'll have him back.
Well, I have no idea where we're going to be at. You know, obviously we have to move forward, but I have no idea what the roster is going to look like, what's going to happen. Obviously, if he's back to where he can be, he's one of the better starters in the game, and I think anyone would be. You know, I think he ends up being on anybody's team at that point, certainly ours. Anyway, but again, without trying to forecast what happens a week from now, 3 weeks from now, a month from now, it's impossible to say. But I can't wait for that day to come that he's ready and he's back to who he was.
Will you be able to get that view from him facing low-level A?
Yeah, just like I said, it's not the results. It's not the way the ball's coming off. It's how is the, you know, is he balanced? Mm. You could tell. And I thought, again, I know I brought up the example last year against the Yankees. He was really good. Remember the second inning against Philadelphia earlier in spring? He was good. It's right where he needs to be. When he's doing that, he's on. He's there. So the problem is we're getting it in drips and drabs and spurts. And we need to now get it over seven innings, eight innings, six innings, and then to do it all over again each time. So it's there because he's showing it in flashes. So we just need to get him back to the point that he's doing it night in and night out, start to start, and then he'll be back.
Alex, would you foresee a progression through the minors, or would you see him staying here?
I don't. You know what? I don't know. I mean, we haven't gotten to that point, so we're open to anything. I guess we'll just see how things go. But we haven't gotten that far. I think it's more of, you know, right now, if this was June or July, I don't think it'd be Florida, you know, per se. So problem is, it is cold. We do miss a lot of games there, and also, it's a good time to continue to work on some things, especially with the Florida State League. You know, that's our affiliate. And it's the type of thing that if he needs a little time to work on things, he can throw more bullpens, more sides. It doesn't matter if you're playing short, you know, for whatever reason, if he needs to throw a few more sides, you can work on things. So that's a big part of it. But again, we may change course a week from now.
Yeah, because at some point you would think if he gets it together down,
sure,
you'd want him to face –
absolutely. But if he, you know, there's times where we've had guys, you know, that have some success, and you can call them up at any time from anywhere. It certainly could be from here.
Today was kind of the icing on the cake then. If he'd have come out and it clicked, we wouldn't be making this decision.
Yeah, I mean, if he was right back to where he was, and it's the Ricky and his delivery was right. If he was right, sure, he's outstanding. I mean, but, you know, and again, we were hopeful that at any time he was going to be right, and we were going to continue to, you know, until we ran out of time, we were going to continue to work with him and believe in him, and we certainly do. We just need a little more time. So if spring had gone on a week more or 2 weeks more, maybe things change.
Alex, who's going to work with him in
Dunedin? Dane Johnson is going to be the point man, and obviously Rick Langford's obviously worked with him in the past, so they'll be the guys to work with him day in and day out.
Alex, the mechanical issue, the lines and all that, could it be related to the knees, the tendonitis in his knees, and the things that he's, you know, he doesn't seem comfortable on his knees all spring?
Yeah, we've talked about that as well, and we don't see any correlation. And you'd love to have something
because
more specific to pinpoint.
And landing on them, and they're sensitive. Kind of.
No, but it's not. It's as much balance as anything else. So it's not drive. It's not power. It's not. It's none of that. It's again way back. When was it? 2008 or 9 or whatever it was. You know, he was doing a lot of towel drills, and it was just, you know, because he would spin off and fall off at times, and, you know, throw a little more across his body and cut himself off. So that's just, again, it's your direction to the plate. And I know it sounds maybe not as complicated, but it just takes, when you've been doing something for so long, it just takes time to get back into a routine to do it, you know, inning by inning.
Alex, do you see this as being all physical, or do you still think that there is something mentally that, you know, as far as confidence, as far as
no,
feeling, here we go again, or anything like that?
No. I think you could see, I mean, you can see when he's right, and you could see it. I even find there's times when he's going through his delivery, you can say, okay, even before the ball crosses home plate, you could tell, okay, that was good. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see it there. So it just takes time. We have to get him right.
Alex, in your mind, does this compare at all to the Roy Halladay?
I don't think so at all. again, I wasn't here, but that was a total overhaul, onslaught, delivery. I mean, it was, this is just, you know, it's more, this is more lower half and getting his body, his directional. And it's something that we've done with him in the past, and he just reverted back a little bit.
You spent all winter and all spring, sat down with him at the start of spring training to say you're in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Does this affect your credibility in the clubhouse at all?
No, not at all, because Ricky knows. I mean, I can easily ask Ricky, and I did. You think you're exactly where you need to be? And he said no, which he knows that. So in a lot of ways, you're doing this together. Say, you know what, we can continue and just you can get by and do what you're doing. And look, he made it through 6 months last year. He made every start. He battled. He did everything he could. But we knew he wasn't at his best, and he wasn't performing at his best. So we can sit idly by and just let him continue to just grind through it, or we can get him right. So I think that's ultimately what it came down to. This isn't about results as much as, you know, obviously the delivery impacts the results as much as, hey, he knows he has something he needs to address and fix, and he's been continuing to work on it. And it'd be different if he said, you know what, I don't agree that I need to make these changes. I don't agree that we have to fix this. He completely agrees. He said, no, I have to make these changes, and I know I have to get it down pat.
Is that the key then, that he is working on something that he hasn't completed?
That's probably, I wish I would have said it earlier. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly right. That's probably the best way to put it. We ran out of time.
Can you say that so we can quote we don't you. Have to quote
you? to footnote, yeah, it's he's working on something. He's working on something that he hasn't completed yet, and he just ran. We didn't have enough time to get him to complete it. And but he's certainly on his way. He's making progress, and he's starting to get close.
How did the expectations on this team impact this decision? I mean, in previous years, the expectations aren't so high. Is there more leeway for him?
No, because ultimately, we've said this many times. It's hard to work on things at the big league level. It's one thing to, you know, you just need to. If there's no changes to be made and you just need to get through some things, fight through slumps and so on, but when you need to make mechanical changes, whether if you pitch or if you're a position player, hard to do that in an environment that it's all result-oriented. You know, so if we need him to throw five changeups in a row down here or throw five curveballs in a row, well, it's hard to do that against the New York Yankees because he needs to feel that extension on his front side. You know, just to make sure he gets it. It's hard to do that when it's, hey, the games count and the games matter. So ultimately what happens is we need to get these three outs. Do whatever you got to do to get those three outs. And at some point we'll try to work on sides, but you never get the problem fixed. No, because you just, I think over time, just know things, spring training every day. We don't do daily. I mean, in the past you may have done daily meetings and you don't need to have a lot of, you can save a lot of breath and a lot of conversations when you just give yourself more time because your opinions can change and your thoughts can change. The one thing that we knew were, okay, he was working on things on his side. How did he look? Great. It's coming. It's good. It looks great. And that's it. So, you know, it's now a matter of carrying over his bullpens to the games. And that takes time. And it'd be one thing if Pete Walker and Pat Hankin were coming back saying, you know what? It's not coming in the bullpens. It's not coming the sides. But there were times he'd come back and say, well, he looked great. He was great today. And just like someone, you talk about them when they're warming up to get in a game and they felt great in the bullpen and all of a sudden it wasn't the same when they got it to the game. So say, is this the day it's going to finally come? But we've been down this path, I think it was 2009, where it was we just need to stick with it, be patient, and we were finally rewarded for it. This time it just took, it's going to take a little more time.
Is there, you're saying that really made this decision after today?
Absolutely, 100%.
Called everybody together and said,
yeah, it was only three of them. I mean, there's only three of us or four of us.
You said,
whatever.
We have to do this now.
We did it together. See, again, we do. Ultimately, it falls on me to make the decision, but Gibby and I, you know, ultimately make the decision together. But Pete's very involved, and obviously, Tony LaCava's in there too. And we talk about it and say, where do we think he's at? And we talk about the game, we talk about things that we saw. And you're starting to take the entire body of work, but really it comes down to delivery-wise, you know, is this the right thing? And again, we debated it. You know, is he better off being in Toronto, and is it going to come there? So that's part of the discussion. But and I could tell you, yes. Ultimately, you come to that. But it takes time. And I could tell you we were talking about some other spots on the roster, and you start talking, and you're going one way. And after 5 minutes of really talking it out, We went a completely opposite way. Guys that we thought were going to be on, all of a sudden, we're going to change it. And now we're going to sleep on things. But that's how quickly things change. And that's why you really have to give yourself as much time as you can. And you can't make snap moves, really.
Does J-Hap's performance make it easier, knowing that you have a very capable guy to be the fifth starter?
I mean, I don't look at it. This is about Romero and getting him right.
Have you done that if you
didn't
have another option for a fifth starter right now?
I think yes. I mean, we have to get him right. So it's a matter of the right thing for him is to get him back on track, and we need more time to do that. So if we didn't have anybody, I'm sure we would have done something.
But it's a nice luxury, I guess, to have.
Well, I mean, that was by design. I guess it's always you want to have depth, and I think we've said it before. We're going to continue to try to add depth no matter what. We still need people to stay healthy and perform, and the depth, you know, we're still going to continue to look for that the entire year.
Alex, these have been described as minor tweaks. So would it be your expectation that this will resolve itself sooner rather than later?
Oh, I don't know. And I think it's maybe when it's referred to that way, it's that it's not a major mechanical change, but it takes time. So, and if I asked you to write with your left hand rather than your right hand, it doesn't seem like a big deal. We're not changing the way your arm moves, your fingers move, but it might take time to end up doing that. So just changing where you land on the mound is not a big thing, but it takes time and it takes repetition to do it, and to do it with every pitch, and to do it over and over and over again. So again, we've been down this path before. It took some time then. You know, we even talked about it, you know, now you start going back, well, maybe if we had started a little bit earlier, if we'd started a week earlier, you know, would he be 100% right now? So those are all things that you can look back. But
so are you confident that if and when this gets solved, it's a permanent solution? Or
yeah, you have to be.
Because he's reverted back.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought that far ahead. He's been great. He's been great for a long time, and he was a horse for us for, you know, three straight years when we got him ironed out. He was an all-star, so I'm very confident we'll get him back to that.
And you're going to leave him in the minors as long as it takes?
Yeah, well, until we can get him right, sure.
Did you talk to Jay yet? And how did you characterize his position and time in the starting rotation to him, knowing that Ricky's working back?
Oh, I didn't. I just said, you know, I called him after we told Romero and just told him, look, we optioned out Romero, wanted to call you directly. You're going to be the fifth starter. So I said, just, you know, I wanted you to hear it from me first before we announce this tonight. I said, okay.
How much of your and Gibby's steadfastness the last couple of weeks, and Ricky's our guy, he's our fifth starter, how much of that was for his benefit to build his confidence?
I think it's what we ultimately believe, because again, if we hadn't been through this before, it's very different. I remember in 2009 we were getting ready. I think he walked four in an inning, and we were getting ready to send him out, and same thing your coaches are telling you in the bullpens and the side sessions: don't worry what you're seeing in the games. It's coming. It's getting there. It's getting there. We're working on it. We had the exact same thing happen. So since we've been through this before and it was a success and it worked out, there was no reason to change from that and to deviate from that at all, especially when you saw flashes of it too.
But in 2009, it was Arnie who saved him, right? Sure. Who said to Cito, I guess, give me a couple of weeks with him. I can fix him. Arnie's available now. Is there any thought to bringing him in?
No, because it was basically towel drills, and just again, it was the same thing. It was lines to the plate, so it was just lines to the plate. And it's no knock against anybody. Everyone I think that's worked with our players does a great job, but this was pretty clear cut what needed to be done.
How come you can advertise Nike but not
Hunter? Is that for a quote?
Thanks, guys.
Did you tell Scott that you were bringing him here to become a right hand?